Earlier today, NASA went ahead with this mission outside the International Space Station that was supposed to make history.
How's it coming, Christina?
Good, I'm on the bridge.
Come on, I was going to drop a green hook.
I am at the IEA, a forward side.
The space agency scrapped its plan for its first ever all-female spacewalk earlier this week when astronaut Anne McLean realized the space station didn't have a spacesuit ready that would fit her. McLean needed a medium, so she stayed inside, and the spacewalk went ahead today with one man and one woman. Lindsay Aitchison is a former senior spacesuit engineer at NASA, and she now works on NASA's spacewalk strategy. Lindsay, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So there are two medium spacesuits on the space station, but the second one was not considered spaceworthy. What does that mean? What kind of work does it take to get one of these spacesuits ready?
What you have to understand about the way we design our spacesuits, they're a very modular system. And the reason we do that is that way we can have lots of different components so you can mix and match as our crews come up and down. They're all different sizes and shapes. And so having a modular system lets us have the most efficient set of options up there to size everybody appropriately. So when we say we have two medium suits on space station, what we're really talking about is we have two medium upper torsos. Mm. And so the upper torso is just one of about 12 different primary components that go into making your spacesuit. So what needed to happen to enable to have two medium huts is that you take one that's already attached to a life support system. That's the suit that Anne used on her EVA back on the 22nd.
Her first spacewalk.
Yes. To get the second one up and running, you would have had to actually change out the upper torso on a suit that was already attached to a portable life support system. And you need to make sure that everything is done in a very precise order to make sure there are no leaks and everything is safe to go for your EVA.
Now, Anne had gone out on a spacewalk at one point in a large, but she said she felt more comfortable in a medium. What's the danger of going out into space with a suit that doesn't fit just right?
So Anne actually has only done her first spacewalk, and that was in the medium. She did, however, do a lot of training in both the medium and the large size, and you never know which one is going to work out better for you until you're actually in space.
Mm-hmm.
The reason spacesuit fit is so important for you is that if you think about it, EVA is like any other piece of protective equipment that you're going to wear, whether you're a soldier wearing ballistic protection or you're a firefighter in all of your gear. If it doesn't fit you well, it's not going to protect you well, and that's really important because your spacesuit really is its own spacecraft. Everything that you have inside of the space station to protect you has to all be shrunk down and miniaturized perfectly to fit your body when you're outside doing your work.
Now, astronauts actually grow while they are in space because they're in a zero gravity sort of situation. How do you account for that when you're trying to fit these suits?
That's a great question. And we never actually know how much any one individual is going to grow until they get to space. They can grow up to 2 inches, and that's mostly in their spine.
Hmm.
So the way that we account for that in our spacesuit design is we have adjustability throughout the waist and the torso length. And so we make sure to have those sizing options available.
12 of NASA's 38 active astronauts are women, and I understand that the spacesuits actually don't come in a small size. Is there a plan to build more suits that will fit women?
That's actually been one of the drivers when we're looking at our next generation spacesuits. We're trying to be more accommodating of all sizes, not just females, but looking at the smaller end of the spectrum for males and females. And one of the things that we've been developing for our next generation is actually an adjustable upper torso so that you can fit up to 2 different sizes within one unit. So it's much easier to fit a broader range of crew with less hardware. And that's actually something we've been testing out at our neutral buoyancy lab just this past year, in fact.
I'm fascinated how a human being can be out in space and comfortable using one of these suits. You know, you called it its own spaceship in a way. What do you think is the most interesting piece of technology inside that garment?
I think there are a lot of different technologies that I think are pretty cool. When I look toward future technologies, things that I find really cool, or we're looking at ways to incorporate going from having a checklist that's a physical book that's on your wrist to having a heads-up display inside of your spacesuit. So technology that's going to allow you to have an augmented reality as you're working on a specific section of a space station or even building up a lunar surface habitat.
So are you saying you could read information on your visor? Through,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it'd be projected inside of your helmet as opposed to having to have a physical book. And then that way you can get a lot more interactive and have more information at your fingertips, as it were.
Lindsay, you are a woman and you work at NASA. What did you make of this week's news? Were you disappointed that history wasn't made?
I think it's definitely going to happen. There's going to be a time for women to take spacewalks together as an all-female crew. If you look at our most recent ASCAN class, 5 of the 11 selectees were women. I think that's great because everybody's going to have a role in space exploration as we go forward.
Which means you might have to start paying more attention to the suits that you have on the space station.
Absolutely, on station and as we go forward to explore other destinations.
That's Lindsay Aitchison, a former senior spacesuit engineer at NASA, now works on the agency's spacewalk strategy. Lindsay, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, thank you.